I remind you this session is webcast, so that if you want to take the floor, please do not forget to switch your mics on. We have three items during this session. My report and the meeting we held these days in London. Hans' report on the activities of the IASB. And the DPOC report, which I will present as I was the acting chairman of this committee, Jim Quigley being unable to attend. So having said that, I will start with the report on our meeting. Over the past 2 days or so, we've been holding our first meeting of the year in London. Before I get into the detail of this meeting, I first want to mention that on Tuesday night, we, together with our friends and colleagues from the CFA Institute, hosted an excellent and important event in celebration of the first anniversary of our Investors in Financial Reporting program. The theme of the event was Changing Global Markets and the Role of the Asian Infrastructure Bank. As the first president of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank and former chairman of China's Sovereign Wealth Fund, we were honored and grateful that our fellow trustee, Jin Lichun, took the time to lead the discussion. And as ever, Lichun's analysis was very thought-provoking and insightful, providing plenty of food for reflection and discussion. Sadly, given his new and demanding role, Lichun told us that he wouldn't be seeking reappointment, so we will have to pay tribute to him in due course, but I just wanted to take this opportunity to pay tribute to his remarkable contribution to our work during this past couple of years or so. This event, while very well attended, with around 80 senior stakeholders from the investor community present, and we are grateful to everyone who came. I'm coming to the meeting of the trustees itself. We started with the a very important item, which is the review of structure and effectiveness of the IFRS Foundation. We spent a substantial amount of time reviewing progress of this review, which included considering the summaries of the comments received on the request for views that had been issued in July 2015 and all the outreach that has been conducted during the consultation period. As a reminder, the review is focusing on three particular areas. The first is to ensure that the relevance of IFRS standards is maintained, including considering developments in wider corporate reporting as well as developments in technology. The second area has been to seeking views on what the Foundation and the Board are currently doing to support the consistent application of the standards and whether there is anything more that the organization could and should be doing in this area, taking account of our limited resources. And the third area is to seek views on the Foundation's governance and financing and proposals for improvement. The trustees were informed that a total of 97 comment letters have been received, all of them publicly available on our website. And the trustees considered and discussed some of the key themes raised in the feedback from respondents, as well as a number of initial staff recommendations and potential steps. On the relevance of the standard and our remit in the first area, we discussed and decided the following. Firstly, that the board's remit should not be expanded to encompass financial reporting standards for the public sector. A large majority of respondents agreed with this view, notably given the recent changes to the governance of the International Public Sector Accounting Standard Board, with which we work very closely. Responses were rather mixed on whether the board remit should be expanded to encompass financial reporting standards for the private, not-for-profit sector. While the majority of respondents does not favor such a move, there was a substantial minority, largely from within the non-for-profit sector, that favored such a move. And the trustees want more time to reflect on this and have asked the staff to conduct further analysis on the issues and potential consequences, including on resources and other priorities. Respondents generally supported the Foundation's strategy for wider corporate reporting, and the trustees have reaffirmed the view they took in the request for views document that the board should play an active role in wider corporate reporting with some modest staff resources dedicated to this area. The trustee noted that respondents generally supported the Foundation's strategy for the IFRS taxonomy. We also received a refresher presentation from the staff, which was extremely useful for us in considering how to handle the feedback received in the areas of the taxonomy and technology. As a result, we reaffirmed the Foundation's strategy for the IFRS taxonomy and tasked the staff to take up an offer by IOSCO's Committee C1 to discuss how the Foundation might best support regulators in their efforts to improve digital access to general purpose financial reports. Finally, in this area, we agreed that the staff should take forward further work on the proposal that the Foundation should establish a network of experts to provide advice on technological developments and its potential impact on the standards. This is another area where respondents were generally supportive of our plans. On consistent application, the request for view asked respondents for their views on what the Foundation is doing to encourage the consistent application of the standards and whether there is anything more the Foundation should be doing in this area. Respondents generally supported the Foundation's current efforts to encourage consistent application and made a number of helpful suggestions. The trustees did not make any decisions in this area, which is one where the staff will need to consider the responses and the review in conjunction with those to the board's separate request for views on its 2015 agenda consultation, which sought views on whether the board and IFRIC are providing the right mix of implementation support to meet stakeholders' needs and whether that support is sufficient. And the staff plan to come back to the trustees in May 2016 with more detailed analysis and proposals. The trustees held their first consideration of the feedback received to the governance and financing issues raised as part of the review. This is the area to which the trustees will need to pay particular attention in the coming months, and we have tasked the staff to come up with some further analysis and proposals for us to consider. That said, the trustees were pleased to note that respondents are overall supportive of our three-tier governance structure in providing for the board's independent standard setting within a framework of oversight by the trustees and public accountability to the monitoring board. Many respondents take the view that no substantive changes to the structure are necessary. Nevertheless, some respondents made comments about the monitoring board, which is a separate body and is not formally part of this review, but we communicated these comments to the chairman of the monitoring board who participated in one of our sessions. A substantial body of opinion among the respondents have made comments relating to the adoption of the standards, the funding of the Foundation, and representation on the Foundation and its bodies. The comments made have implications for the proposals we made about the geographical distribution of the trustees and both the geographical distribution and size of the board, which will require careful thought. The trustees made no decisions on these issues at this meeting. On the next step, the staff will continue work on the responses and will prepare more detailed analysis of the issues and proposals to present to the trustees at their next meeting in May, with at least one meeting of the Trustees Executive Committee in the interim. I'll now come to the strategic plan for 2016. As discussed at previous meetings, the trustees are setting the review and work in context of the organization's strategic overview of the period 2015 to 2017. At this meeting, the trustees considered the strategy and work plan for 2016, and as trustees have agreed, this sets our four primary goals for the foundation as follows. Goal number one is to develop in the public interest a single set of high quality, understandable, enforceable, and globally accepted financial reporting standards based upon clearly articulated principles as outlined in the foundation's constitution. Goal number two, to pursue the goal of global adoption of IFRS. Goal number three, to support the consistent application and implementation of IFRS globally. And goal number four, ensuring the continued independence, stability, and accountability of the IFRS Foundation. At this meeting, we considered the specific actions taken and activities for 2016, together with a consideration of the success metrics to be employed, which we acknowledge is challenging, not least in trying to measure how the board might be perceived as a successful standard setter and the evidence that might be gathered to make such an assessment. The trustees also made pertinent comments about how the efficiency of the board might be measured and the very careful and difficult balance that sometimes has to be made between completing standards on a timely basis and the need to develop high-quality standards. To help inform this consideration, the trustees received a very interesting presentation from the staff reviewing the standard setting process for the leases standard that has been issued this month, a project which took 10 years in total. The presentation set out for the trustees where the time on the project was spent, as well as articulating some lessons for the future in three main areas: strategic, operational, and communications. The trustees made some helpful and constructive comments in relation to our four strategic goals I've just mentioned, which the staff will consider in their further work on the strategic work plan. We then came to working with national standard setters and regional bodies. As part of our consideration of the strategy and work plan for 2016, the trustees considered a proposal from the staff setting out a strategy for engagement with national standard setters and regional bodies. This is above and beyond the effective relationships that exist already with a membership of the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum, the ASAF. The national standard setters and regional bodies are important partners for the foundation and the board in support of our strategic goals. With that in mind, we discussed and agreed three specific goals. The first one is that we maintain effective relationships and communications with NSS and regional bodies. The second is that we encourage national standard setters and regional bodies to foster consistent application. And the third goal is that the board works in collaboration with NSS and the regional bodies in the technical work program. In the context of this engagement strategy, the trustees also discussed the importance of maintaining an effective relationship with the US FASB on maintaining convergence and how that might be achieved. We then came to a series of other issues, including the following. We reviewed developments in IFRS standards around the world, taking the opportunity to meet with the regional board members and staff responsible for those regions. We noted the progress that has been made by the staff in negotiating a revised statement of protocols with IOSCO, which will help enhance what is already a very fruitful relationship and cooperation between our two organizations. We had a first consideration of the potential locations for our meetings in 2017. We also looked forward to our next meeting in May 16 and suggested a number of agenda items for that occasion, and we also reviewed a pre-launch of a video providing a high-level introduction to the standards as part of our communication strategy. We then had a series of committee reports. We received the reports from the Audit and Finance Committee, among other things. The committee was updated on the foundation's near final financial results for 2015, which showed a healthy further contribution to our reserves. nearly 1 year today, not yet. The committee also reviewed the timetable for the external audit of the 2015 financial statements and reviewed the 2016 budget and three-year plan and recommended them to the trustees for approval. And the Human Capital Committee agenda included an update on the context for the Foundation's 2016 annual pay review and a discussion of the evaluation processes in relation to the board and the Interpretations Committee. And finally, the Nominating Committee considered progress and latest developments on appointments and reappointments. And this concludes my report. I'm happy to take any questions or comments. No questions. We have extensively discussed all these issues, so I'm not surprised. And then I will hand over to Hans for the report on board activities.